Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2017. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to Carolyn and Joe! Oh, hey, man. Hey, miss, madam, mister, whoever it is you are listening to this show. My name is Joe Carabano, filmmaker, photographer, writer, definitely in the band Monday Mistress. But today, I am a podcaster. And across from me is one of the greatest minds, creative minds, cartoonists, creatives, art directors, whatever it is you want to call her today, but of course, today, her name is Carolyn. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing pretty good. Sweet. 2017 is here. I haven't gotten used to writing it yet because I haven't written out a check yet in
I've realized that I've been writing it for the past couple weeks already on certain drawings I've been doing. I was already prepared. And I was like, 2017. And I was like, wait, it's not even 2017. So I'm definitely going to be confused later on.
You're just going to start writing 2018. You're going to be working in the future.
That's what we are. We're already working for the future.
Yeah.
So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Carolyn and Joe Show. This is the first show of 2017. It is awesome. You are here. We are here together. Great. It's great. We're going to try to give you this show again weekly as the year goes by, and we'll see how long that lasts. We're going to keep the hits coming and going. Like we do.
We're almost approaching our 400th episode.
That is true. Holy crap.
I feel like we need to, I don't know what exactly special we can do, but I think we're under 10 episodes.
We
within that 400 episode.
What are we at? 393? Is that what today's episode?
I think
that's what it is.
I do not know.
If I'm wrong, you guys will see it on numbers and I'll officially be wrong, but I might be.
See, I don't want to call out any numbers because I just know we're within the final 10 stretch. I don't want to call out anything because I might be wrong and I'm not good with number memorization like that.
It goes to show you guys how much we just keep doing this show. It doesn't even matter how long. It's become such like a recording of our life or a recording of the years. And
now checking in with that, didn't you have like a little bet going on about your YouTube video for the taboo? If you got over a million
views? If I got to a million, I remember like last March, I was like, oh man, it's blown up. I feel like it's going to hit a million at March time. And I don't think it's hit a million yet.
It's taking a lot longer than
I thought it was.
Are you close? Do you think it's kind of losing some steam?
I feel like it's like 20 or 15,000 away from it.
Okay,
which seems
so
like a long way.
We still
from
got
now.
A long way to go to that, but it's something to look forward to. In case we want to, you know, think about the future, think about hitting that 1 million mark on YouTube.
Yeah, so definitely, you guys go out there, whoever's listening to this on the internet, just Google or search on YouTube "Taboo Serious About Sex." Show it to everyone you know. And let's get that movie to a million. Joe is a filmmaker. I am a filmmaker. Let's get a million people to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. And then we can talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about it and all its glory. Maybe we might even have Allison on here. If that documentary gets to a million, I'll freaking get Allison on here one way or another, and we can make this official, a celebration of a million views. And I think that actually great. I think I'll put the championship on the line. That's what I'll do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. But it is that time we always do. It's time for the Carolyn's news. Kick it, Carolyn.
I have news. It's New Year's news. There was a report that in San Diego, twins were born. One was born in 2016, and one was born in 2017.
Wow!
They were born 4 minutes apart. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And they're both
big news.
They're both girls, I believe. And that's the second year in a row for that to happen. I think it happened last year with some twin boys. So now, how interesting is that when your sibling is born like minutes before you, but then you have a different birth year and you're twins?
I guess they're still twins though, aren't they?
I mean, they're still twins.
They're always going to be twins.
Always going to be connected in the womb. Not literally connected, because some actually are, like Siamese. But I guess they go through, they know what each other's thinking. It's really interesting. Twins, that twin relationship. That's my big news so far of this year.
There you
in
go.
In case you guys wanted some. There I guess it it's is. Kind of like an uplifting, fun little
life.
Tidbit.
Life everlasting.
Life is born. Life is born in the old year. Life is born in the new year.
Yeah. There's the big news.
And I guess, you know, I always start off each year by analyzing the year based on the big news story that seems very popular, the first news story to come out of this year. And I don't want to really talk about it too long, but it seems like this year the biggest news story to come out is Mariah Carey's performance at New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. And I did not see it live. I saw, like, coverage of it on social media on New Year's Day. But, you know, I don't know. I have mixed reactions about it because, like, on one hand, it's Mariah Carey. She is a legend. I guess at one time she had a really, really awesome voice. I don't know what exactly her voice sounds like now, to be specific, but I guess she was using a lip sync backing track and that malfunctioned. And I guess, you know, her performance wasn't her best. And it kind of sucks because it's like on this global world stage and it's live TV. So I feel like apathetic to her in certain ways. But then in other ways, I'm also like, well, you're a professional. I don't know.
You're like, whatever.
I'm just like, maybe there's ways that she could handle it better. But then I wasn't there. You know, I wasn't going through her brain or like... It seemed like she just didn't care at the end. She was just like, whatever, bye. Happy New Year. She just turned her back, you know? Like,
Did she smile on the way out?
I don't know. I think she kind of did like a little smirk. It wasn't
one
like...
One of those smirks, huh?
Yeah, and then, you know, I guess she posted also on Instagram, like, SHIT happens. So, you know...
That's what she posted?
You know, it's, you're hearing mixed reactions from people. Like, some people are like...
It's true, that does happen, though.
Some people are like, girl... I sing at my nightclub, like, every week, and, like, I would still make it work, you know? Like, I can sing better than you, you know? Like, she's getting that type of reaction. Or some people feel bad for her. They're like, she's still the best. I love you, Mariah. You know, she's always gonna have those fans.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are like, oh, my God, she got paid. Who cares? You know, she doesn't care about you, you know, whatever. I mean, she is like, already pretty rich and has, like, I guess she has a show on E!, I mean, it's pretty devastating because it's almost like people are waiting for these celebrities to fall. And so I feel like kind of... I understand the mystique of the celebrity, but it's also very sad at the same time to see them all. Like, it's like people want to see the good celebrities fall.
This is the news?
This is the news.
This is the news segment?
This is the, you know, I want to change it up a little bit, did it feel like that was the big news story coming into the new year for you, Mariah Carey, or could you care less? I mean, I honestly don't really sit around thinking about Mariah Carey, but it did seem like this blow-up thing where a whole bunch of people were like, oh my god, Mariah Carey messed up on New Year's. You know, maybe it's one of those stories that makes you feel better about yourself because you didn't mess up on New Year's, but she automatically did.
Like, for me, personally, when I heard or saw everyone, and everyone, their mother, that's... To me, I was like, looking at, like, you know, it's 2017, it's the beginning of 2017, I'm waking up or I'm going to bed in the morning and I see this is the news that breaks through is the first thing, and I'm like, this literally can be the thing that I could care less about more in this whole entire world. I don't know, it really goes to show you, it's not a reflection, at least in my opinion, I can only give you my opinion, it goes to show you that really people have nothing else in their life other than to just, this is what they focus on. It's like everyone has to be always talking about the same talking points.
I didn't feel compelled to like vocally like do a tweet about it. Like,
no, it's a waste. It's a legit a waste of time. And like when I saw it for a brief second, I was like, this is a waste of my time. This is legit. This is not how I want to start my year, but wasting time.
It's
like this.
It's just that it happened on such a big stage.
Wasn't really a big stage.
I mean, it's Times Square. It's broadcast everywhere. I don't know which Times Square, like New Year's coverage, gets the most ratings, but Ryan Seacrest is a pretty big show. And she was like the big star of the show. And she's performing like 15 minutes before New Year's. So then the big joke was, you know, everyone says that 2016 is like the most horrible year ever.
And that's a joke in itself because it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
it was fine.
I'm like, did the Black Plague hit us? No.
If you guys had nothing else in your life other than to pay attention to celebrities and pay attention to politics, and then maybe it might have been the worst, but you know, in all honesty, you probably still have better things to do in your life than to worry about those things.
Exactly,
really.
Exactly.
Don't you have more important things to do with your day than to actually jump on the 2016 is the worst? 2017 is probably going to be the worst. Why not?
What if it just keeps getting worse?
Yeah, exactly. It probably is.
But I guess also Mariah's people are now saying that there was a malfunction of the microphone and the headset and like all this. I don't know. I guess her headpiece or her earpiece or whatever was messed up.
You know, I just heard from my people and we still don't care.
Your people.
We're going to send a press release. We're going to send a press release about this. And I think the main press release, it's going to say, I don't know, it's going to be January 1st. 30 seconds after the ball dropped, Joe Caraballo would like to say that he still doesn't care about celebrities and the promotional of their well-being, and he would like to focus on the success of his own life and the success of good people in this world, and you know, and fuck you. that part on the press release is going to have one of those classic like digital lines that go through it.
Like a censor.
Like it's, yeah, like censored. And then it's going to have an insert on the next and it's going to say love.
What if you just have an asterisk next to it and then on the bottom of the paper it says love?
No, but see, that's the thing. It's like, I don't understand. It's like,
love you.
It's great. You know, I understand people like, you know, they follow bands and everything that happens in that band and, you know, that they base their whole life and their whole thing. That's cool. When you're in high school,
everybody's got to have at least one or two things that they follow.
But like, you know, like when you're in high school, that's a thing. But it's like when you mature, hopefully you do grow beyond that and you have personal things that are just as important. But maybe not. Maybe that's the way we're being trained these days.
I don't know. I see a lot of like straight up adults online, like commenting on stuff that I'm like, who cares?
It goes to show you. They're not adults.
I mean,
they also don't want to grow up either.
At least, like, if a 15-year-old girl is tweeting about Justin Bieber, it's like, okay, well, I get that. You know, as much as, like, I'm not a biggest fan of Bieber or anything, and I did have Bieber fever for about a week, and we did document that on the podcast, if you want to go look in the archives. I don't remember which episode number it is, because we're hitting almost 400, but, you know, look for it if you're really that into it, at the height of Bieber fever. But, you know, I can at least understand how a 15-year-old watches his every tweet. You know, like, it's kind of actually pretty crazy how some people have that type of audience and that type of following where people literally analyze every word of a tweet.
I mean, you only have 20 characters. Why not? You know what I mean? They put a comma.
I mean, they're, like, so under that microscope. It's pretty crazy. It kind of like fame is a fleeting thing. I feel like these days, especially like everybody's just looking for any type of attention. And if you really think about it, Bieber might actually go in the history books of being like some type of Elvis Presley level star.
Whoever really ends up writing it, that's really going to find out. That's going to happen. But there's one thing I wanted to bring up. In the future of this show, and it's something I thought would be really interesting because, like, you know, before the show, like, Carol and I are eating pizza, you know, and she was always bringing up all these things that started, all these ideas or questions, all these wonders that just sound great. That just sound, all these questions of the universe, all these big time
science questions,
big time science, or big time life, or big time anything. The big questions. She's always bringing up the big questions. And what's awesome about it is that we always, at one way or another, come up with a wonderful, true answer to these big questions. So I thought it'd be awesome for us to actually make this a thing on the Carolyn and Joe Show starting in 2017 for the Carolyn and Joe Show, basically to have a segment. And who knows how long the segment's going to last in the show itself. It could last the whole show. It could last 10 minutes. But I thought it'd be great to have a section of the show called Carolyn and Joe Show Answer the Big Questions. And, you know, it's going to be exactly how it sounds.
I think should just shorten it just to be the big question.
The big question.
Yeah. That should be the segment.
Yeah, the big question. But, you know, that's what's going to be. We, Carolyn and Joe Show, Carolyn and Joe, we answered the big question. So, I don't know. I feel like that could be something really fun. Really, because you're like saying, like, I don't know science and I don't know this and that. I don't know about this. Yeah. I know nothing. The universe is so strange.
Like, if somebody asked me about, like, black holes, I'd be like,
But the thing is, yeah, but that's the thing. And on this show, at that point, you know, if someone were to message us on Facebook or on the Twitter or on the Instagram, you know, there's the Facebook, there's the Facebook Carolyn and Joe Show, there's the Twitter. I don't know if we have a Twitter, but you can go to a Stray J or Carolyn.
We don't
Carolyn
have a
Bilesky.
Show Twitter, but yeah. We have individual Twitters.
Yeah, but then also on the Instagram, we also have the Instagram. If you can ask us any question you like, any big question, real question.
Or it could be a small question. Maybe the small questions lead to the big answers.
But I want the biggest question, though. I'm all for, like, the big question.
The big question to me is, like, why are we here?
But I want...
We're humans.
I would like to open up the floor to everyone who's listening to know that we now have a segment that we're going to hopefully start every show with. The show will always start with... It'll go like... They'll do the same intro, blah, blah, blah. Carolyn and Joe Show... my name is Joe, blah, 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 blah. Carolyn, this is what we talk about. We talk about nothing for 30 seconds. Go into the Carolyn's news. And then right after the Carolyn's news, now it's time for the big question. And then the big question will be, you know, it would have already been open. The floor would have opened up. Or maybe we took one in personal. Like, we asked people that we know if they have a big question for us. You know, not about us, because, you know, it's us we're talking about here. But about anything in the world. It doesn't even matter. How does plants grow? Or, you know, those big things that you've always wanted to know. I would like everyone to ask us a question. But we will start the show with Carolyn and Joe Answer the Big Question. This big question is brought to you by, then we say their name if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, and then we recite whatever the question is we have for them. And then we will go forth answering this question as full and as absolutely as the fattest way we can possibly do it. We're going to answer that question until we run out of time, or we just move on. But
yeah,
it can,
I mean,
open up the door.
It could be like a, you know, it could just spend like 10 minutes on it, like you said, or it could go further at this point. But we'll take, I guess, one question per episode would be
good. Yeah, one question per episode. That's how we're going to do it. You know, everyone gets their moment. And even if we do this live, I'm really excited. If we go to AwesomeCon or anyone, I'd like to continue this live. I'd say, like, we have one big question to ask this guest, you know, and then we'll ask them ahead of time if they want to be included in this, ask this one question, and we can go forth with that. And I thought this
would
be...
What if the question is just going to be like, can I have a hug?
No, but we choose these questions.
Oh, okay.
We can't just do some random...
We have to vet them.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Come on. But yeah, like, because I think the way this all literally started was, you know, we watched the show Westworld, and really, really engaging show. I wasn't really into it as much until the third episode, which always happens. The third episode is always the big turning point for me, which I knew that's usually when I can tell, like, should I invest time into the show or should I not? It always takes me at least three, or I think they build it up to three episodes. I think the structure of it.
Do you know that Netflix actually has a formula or some type of tracking way to know when the exact episode is that people start to get into a show?
I bet they got to, because they can tell when people stop watching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't provide, I guess, analytics on, like, how many viewers they exactly get per each show, because they don't have to, because they don't.
But they probably
the way
have
that their advertising is a little different model.
But they probably do have all those numbers and statistics as much as possible. But we were watching Westworld. And I don't know what it led to. As soon as the season was done, Carolyn kept on emailing me all of these. I don't know where you found all these articles on, like, sex robots or all these things. You kept just like, look, sex is not even going to be a real thing anymore. You just have sex with these robots. And then whenever you have sex with real people, it's going to be that's going to be a special occasion. But now you can have with all this thing.
Yeah, they.
But you had a question that launched from that, though, didn't you? You're like, is
well,
is
I
that
guess
the world?
There was, like, you know,
So what's the first question? What's the first question?
Would you say science of this past year? One of the questions was that, and again, I don't know the scientific way to word it, so I'm just going to word it in my own fashionable way, which is kind of, you know, a little bit obscured, but that's how it is. So in Westworld, you know, you're dealing with basically, this is not giving away too much, but, you know.
It's in the description.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it's pretty obvious, is that, you know, there is this world that seems to be like our world.
No, you can tell you can tell the people what exists. It's part of the concept of the show. rich people can pay to live in a West.
In a Wild West.
Wild West world where everyone that's not a human is a host, which is a host is basically a robot. And they basically live in their own West world. And they all have different storylines. And then the humans can come in and pay, interact, and do what they want, whether to have sex or have a showdown or do whatever it is what they want. They pay, I don't know, 60 or 30 grand a day to be there. And then that's the whole location of the show. You know what I mean? So imagine like living in Red Dead Redemption, like the video game, like the Western video game, and it's a whole world you can play in, you know, and you
just, that'd be pretty cool.
But that's the thing. And then you wander around as a character and you go, you know, just like in,
it's just like how people are doing gaming right now. Like they believe that they are whatever, Sonic the Hedgehog or something. I'm not like a huge gamer, but like, you know, they believe that they're a character.
But you know, what's it called? Also the other game that, not Miami Vice, the Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. The concept of Grand Theft Auto is like you're a character and you're dropped into this world and you go have an adventure. So you have a whole entire world to do storylines and you can jump in and out at will. You can do whatever it is you want. You go into this house and have sex with these people or not over and over again. Or like that's, you can spend as much as you want. But basically Westworld is like the reality world of that.
But it's real life reality, if that makes sense. That's, I don't know, saying, if there's a better way
that's
to
what I'm
word
saying.
It.
It's actually, it's not like virtual reality. No, but what I'm saying, imagine if that world is real. If it's a real world you just jumped
into. So now, like, I guess the spin on this is where we got to thinking is that there was this question that was, I guess, put out there for Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is a science expert, but the way he manages science and gets it out to the people these days is he gets it out through kind of like a pop culture thing. I know he's been at a couple Comic-Cons.
Neil deGrasse, what does he say? His voice is like,
it's like really relaxed.
Doesn't he have like a, he says something. I don't know.
Science says science. Yeah, but he gets people involved in science. Because I feel like science back when we were younger, like it wasn't bad or anything, but it just wasn't very cool. And, you know, there's always like a science teacher that's like, isn't really enthusiastic. And the way they taught it just wasn't appealing. But now it feels like science is pretty freaking awesome. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a better way to teach it these days, but I don't know if in high school maybe kids don't care about it as much either. I don't know if like the teachers are enthusiastic, but it's almost like teachers have to be entertaining at this point. They have to be like a show host or like, you know, like they're like hosting like an award show or something, but put on a song and dance for the kids. But it does feel like science is becoming pretty cool now. At least the accessibility of like online, you can learn a lot about science, and there's a lot of great strides in science just in the past year. But yeah, so like the theory is that what if our world that we know, Earth or whatever, I don't know, some of you might be on another planet listening to this, but you know, the world that we know as humans, what if we are actually being controlled by some alien race that is way advanced, more than us? They just are geniuses, and then they wanted to create a culture or a land that they can observe where their ancestors came from. So that would be us, you know, like the dum-dums. Like, oh, how did those people operate? You know, like, that's like if we created like some Neanderthal world and we're like, oh, let's see how it was like to be a caveman or something. And we just all looked at them. But I guess there's a theory out there that we are being, and I don't know what the specific science talk words would be to call this, but we're basically being controlled by some other greater force than us, and we're basically the robots of Westworld type deal, in a way.
So that's the question. What if that's what we are?
Yeah, that is a question that could be posed. And I guess the answer that Neil deGrasse Tyson gave, he said it was like a 50-50 probability.
I say 50-50.
So then, like, that's kind of pretty crazy, because, like, on one hand, it's like, okay, people always say, this is something that frustrates me personally, and I know this is like getting deep into that big question, but you know, when people say stuff like, oh, God will take care of that, you know, like, oh, you know,
there's always a plan.
God has a plan for
us.
God does have a plan for us.
But like, that's to me, you know, I could see, yeah, that's the line, like, oh, it's all part of God's plan. You know what I mean?
Like, I get that, and
I get that as an excuse.
But what I'm saying is, what frustrates me about that, though, is I always feel like, yeah, of course there is a bigger plan, perhaps, but...
So you're saying, are we under the control and under the guidance of a taller, bigger alien force? Is that what the human race is?
I don't know. It could be.
No, I'm saying, is that the question?
That is the question. But from my point of view, though, when people give excuses like, oh, God's going to take care of that. Like, let's say, oh, you get a parking ticket. Be like, oh, don't worry. Don't pay that. God will take care of it.
And then something. He does.
And then I'm like, but I'm like, dude, God doesn't pay your bills. You know, like, I can't just sit around and like not pay any of my bills. Like, oh, God will take care of that.
But what if he does? You've never challenged that idea.
I don't know. I've never challenged
You've
it.
Never
but it's
challenged
too scary
it. You didn't have the faith to challenge it.
It's too scary.
Not
for
challenge
me.
It, but you didn't have the faith to let it flow. Let it flow.
To me, that's like a big deal. Like, you want to pay your bills off and stuff. I can't just be like, no. I'm just going to let them, like, evict me.
But that's the question, though. Is the human race, like, are we under basically the microscope and the experiment of a higher power?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, why not?
You think it's in terms of possibility, or you actually think that that's happening?
I mean, you said 50-50. I mean, I agree with, what's his name, Tyson?
Neil deGrasse
Tyson. Tyson. Why not? I agree with Neil. Why not? What would that be wrong? Would that be bad? That's
like
another
on,
question.
On one
because
hand,
what? Because
but then it's
anyway?
Like, then why don't you? Then that's like, to me, that's like, why I care about anything. Then
no, but when like, you when like, you make an ant farm, when you make an ant farm and you put a bunch of ants in there and you figure out what they do, you don't interject on that farm, though, do you?
No, I just sit there and watch them.
Yeah, but then
and then you're like, oh, there's the queen, and that guy's bringing food to her.
Yeah, you do what you're supposedly destined to do, right? And then the people who like, I don't go and mess around with the ant farm. Right, but I bet. What if those people and the ants? What if the ants are like, look at, he's the one who made us. He's gonna come and break us out. But in the meantime, we gotta keep building this temple to keep doing that.
Okay, but like also this to me, this is like connecting with New Year's in a way because, you know, in our last episode, we were talking about how, you know, New Year, New You type thing, and like, yeah, it is like a chance to kind of like refresh, like the restart button. But then at the same time, it's also like, well, you know, things aren't really changing. You're still where you are
the
day before yesterday.
Because the years are the years and time is still a man-made recording.
Exactly. So like, let's say on one hand, you know, you can be in charge of
your own. Based on the sun's rotation, right? It's based on the sun's rotation.
You can be in charge of your own destiny and you're like, oh, new year, new me. I'm going to quit smoking or whatever, you know, you want to quit. Or you're going to like be like, I'm going to do more art projects this year. And you already have like your goals and stuff, which is really good. And then... You know, the flip side of it is, like, you really don't have any control over it because, like, oh, it's just another day.
But isn't that the beauty of another day? Another day is another
day. Each day is a new year.
Each day is a new year. I mean, each time you wake up is a new – it could also be a new refresh, too.
Then
it's like,
it
what
gets
if you
– be like Groundhog
So here's
day.
The thing that conflicts with that, too. Say in a way, if you were – you're like, I'm going to, you know, people have their New Year's resolutions. But what if you, in the middle of that same year, you already had your own resolution, you had your own turning point, and you had this whole big event that happens to you. And you're like, okay, from this day forth, after my birthday, I will be a new person. I'll be a new this. And then what happens when the new year comes? Are you supposed to do that all over again? Are you supposed to have another resolution? It's like, that's the thing, is you can have every day can be a new, like donut day. On donut day, I will not eat donuts anymore. Another resolution. It's like you can, people hear and see what they want to do and change the way how they want to do it. They just need some sort of motivation. And maybe that's what the new year is, or any type of new something.
Exactly. It's just another reminder of how you can improve, like how we were saying in the last episode.
And that's the aliens' plans. Maybe the aliens are looking down on us and they're like, wow, they figured this thing. They concepted their own idea of how to reboot their own system. Fascinating. Let's see more.
And they're like all looking down on us.
They made their own television to create their own drama instead of watching their own life. Interesting. Let's watch more. they go into these big rooms, these big theaters to watch two people talking? Interesting. Let's watch more.
I don't know, man. It's pretty strange.
Would that be so bad, though, if there were... Because it's not what they posed on that the Prometheus, the Ridley Snyder... Ridley Scott film.
Ridley Snyder sounds weird.
It's a combination of
Ridley Snyder.
But like, isn't that what
he's
he
like
proposed?
He's like twirling his mustache.
Was it like the engineers who, the people who created like Earth's, the math that created humans or something like that?
I mean, so you believe that it's possible? I mean, in a way, like I could say that anything is
possible.
Well,
he said 50-50, so I'm down with his 50-50. It's a yes or no. It's a yes or it's a no.
Does it make you live a little differently knowing that...
Okay, so say...
Wait, let me finish my sentence. Does it make you feel a little bit different, like when you wake up tomorrow and you reboot? Is it going to make
you... Just like in Westworld.
Is it going to make you feel a little different thinking about it from this perspective to be like, oh, you know, I'm just some character in like some aliens drama. They're watching me. Like, do you think there's too many people in the world for them to like watch anyway? Unless each of us has like, what if each of us has like a guardian angel?
What if the aliens are like, well, this guy figured it out and now he doesn't want to do anything. Let's just kill him. He's taking up space. Would that give you a motivation to live?
It might.
If you're just like, if I do nothing with my life, I'll just deteriorate and do nothing. And then slowly they'll just remove me from the story. But the story's not so bad.
But what about the flip side of it is like, let's say you didn't know that the aliens were watching you and you think that you have control of your life.
You do have control though.
I do. That's what I believe.
You still physically have control. Remember, the aliens are probably just like, oh, look at that. Let's see what happens.
But I also
that's fascinating.
I wish I could be more loose of a person to just be like, oh, whatever. I don't care. You know, God will take care of it. You know, like if something bad happens, like instead of me being like all like pent up to be like, oh, I should have looked after this. I should have, you know, been better than, you know, I should have like, let's say you had a flower pot that was on the edge of the table and it fell because you did not put it closer to the table.
Yeah.
And you knew like in your head, you're like, that could fall. But then you're like, it's not going to fall. Or you're like, I don't really feel like moving it right now. Like, whereas, and you knew, like in your head,
you knew
that you should have moved it closer in, but then, you know, like, let's say, like, then you get upset about it. You're like, oh, I knew I should have moved it in. Like, there's some people that are just like, oh, whatever. God will make another plant. I'll just throw this away. You know, like that type of thing. But
yeah.
Then, like, then I would punish myself and be like, oh, I knew.
And what if God was like, that was your plant. I gave that to you. Why did you not take care of it?
I don't know. There's so
the
many
aliens,
what ifs.
The aliens are looking above and be like, wow, we gave him a chance to have a plant. Let's see what happens if we take away that since they didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care enough to like put it closer, like put it away from
we'll
the
put
edge.
Him in, we'll put that person in the group of not liking plants group and watch them die.
I mean, I don't know. You see how people like live their life. Like, I don't know. When I was younger... And you're like in high school and like every little test matters. Like a test can determine if you get like an A or a B.
Well, that's true. Well,
you
yeah.
Like
test.
One test. And
well, what about
like
those life
your whole like life relies on it. You're like, oh my God, I got to study for chemistry. I could get an A or a B. And like, and then that matters in my GPA. And then that matters of my going to college. And then like, it's this whole big thing. And like that can be pretty intense for a high schooler. And like, that's the way I was kind of raised in that sense of like, being like, oh, you gotta be the best you can be, and like, you know, it's okay if you get a B, but you should get an A, you know, like, and you really have to try your hardest. And it didn't just come to me, you know, I had to try to get these things. And then now when I'm older and I start seeing like adults that are like even much older than me, and like seeing how some of them are like lazy AF, or like they just, I don't know, they just don't care as much. Maybe they learn some secret of the universe where they're like, oh, whatever. The aliens just like watching me go to work, so whatever. Like, do I really have to work today? And then they're just like sitting there playing solitaire, like on the computer or something. Like,
what if
like,
the aliens
were
like, well, what if the aliens like gave you, you know, something special for the hardworking ones?
Then that would be a motivation to
the good ones.
Keep going.
The ones that they
like
want to take.
A gold coin.
The ones if they're, what if the aliens were like, you know, we should really, what's it called when you get a prize?
Reward.
We should really reward the good ones and put them on the good planet that we have.
Put them on the honor roll.
Yeah, we'll put them on this awesome planet that we're taking care of, and then those bad ones, we'll just put them in the furnace, you know, because they're not really doing anything. And then down in the furnace, there's a revolt.
I don't know. It's interesting to me to know that, like, I mean, this is a thought that I've had for a while. It's nothing new in terms of that. But then by watching Westworld and then, like, hearing people talk about these, like, alternative universes and all this, it makes you think that, like, it's like, how much effort should I put into my life?
Well, it really depends
on
how...
Is it already made for me? Does God already have a plan?
Well,
like,
at the end of the day, I feel like part of it is like, well, what do you want to get out of this life?
Like you can create it. You can kind of like force field or will your way, you know, like the force is with you. Like you can will your way into like certain situations. Because I feel like a lot of good stuff that's happened in my life, I've thought about. I'd be like, I want this to happen.
You conceptualized it and you found a plan. You found some divisive way for you to make that happen. Mm-hmm. What a concept, Carolyn. What a concept, an idea, you know, a plan to make that idea and executing that idea.
That's the way I do like to live life, but now part of me is like, maybe I just need to chill a little bit and just let the aliens take care of me.
But they're not. But they're not. The aliens are probably just like, oh, look, let's just watch and find out. It's like, they're like, let's plant this seed. Let's plant this seed in the ground and see how it grows into. Oh, it's not growing weird. You know what I mean?
But like, okay, let's see where it goes. Is it like the Truman Show? Like, I wonder if somebody's watching us now and they're just like, oh, they're talking about us.
Probably.
Or like, what about alternative universes? What if there's like an alternative Carolyn and Joe show in some other language in some other planet?
That'd be great.
And it's like
they have,
us.
And they have, and they have
it's
a million,
not us.
And they have a million viewers. That'd be amazing.
I don't know, man. It gets crazy. I still want to like just straight up say that my personal belief is that I believe
in aliens.
I believe in hard work. And, you know, obviously you don't want to exhaust yourself. So, there's been certain times in my life where I felt like I had exhausted myself. And that can, you know, not be the best for you. So it's good to take breaks and know your limits in terms of that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's really what you put into it is what you get out of it. Like if you're like, let's say a goal of yours is to get married and have a family. That could be someone's goal. I know a lot of people don't even get married anymore. I think for like every 1,000 people, only like 6 people get married out of every 1,000 people. So marriage isn't really the hot thing right now. But let's say that is your goal though. You want to get married and have family. But let's say your personality is like, I want to sit at home. And I'm always like, in my head, I'm always like using the video game like equivalent, which is like a bad stereotype, but that's what I feel like people do. They're just like, I'm going to sit at home and Netflix. But then I'm like, okay, well, you know, if you do that, I guess there is online dating. You don't have to leave your house. But if you really want to like, if that's your main goal is to get married and have kids and have a family, I feel like you need to like maybe go out there and meet people in person and like join a club or some type of situation.
Or a cult.
Where you're going to meet people in person rather than online. Because, I mean, maybe you might be able to meet, like, your wife or husband online. But, you know, I'm not against online dating. But there's that factor of, like, being in person and having that spark with somebody that's really special. So, like, you know, to me, that's, like, you got to put yourself out there and, you know, make your goals happen. Whereas, like, if you just let the aliens pick who they want to date you, you know, then that's like online dating. The aliens will just pick it for you. The computer will pick it for you. You know, so like, I don't know, maybe that's a bad example.
That's what it is. The computers will pick it for you. That's the way of the future. The computers will now to figure out who.
It'll be like choose your own adventure, but the computer picks.
Yeah, they already picked it for you. Pretty much. Like, this one seems like it will fit you, Dave. Have a good time. Her name is Shelley. She likes tennis, and she likes to have lots and lots and lots of pasta. You like pasta because you are fat. Go have a nice pasta date, Dave.
And they even have probably computers that can already make the date for you. They're like, what time are you available?
Not saying that all fat people like pasta, but
I mean,
I'm not saying
pasta is
either.
Pretty good. Pasta is pretty strong.
The robots have already chosen what future is good
but,
for
and
you.
And then like, and then they'll like just hook, hook you up with Shelly, and then like both you and Shelly have to like pick a time that works for you, and you just click a button. And if it matches up, then you have your date.
That does make me wonder if the world was run by robots,
mm-hmm.
you know, would there be fat people?
I think
because they would regulate everything. They would literally just give us the same stuff for us, wouldn't it?
They want to mix it up a little bit. That's why there's would still they? Fat people here.
Robots? The robots? Not the aliens now. Not the aliens.
Oh, okay.
The robots.
The robots?
Yeah, if the world was run by robots, would people be a lot healthier than they are now? Because I feel like they would stick right to, they were like, they're like, you only have 5 carbohydrates.
So.
You need to get more cholesterol, like something like that.
I actually don't think they would do that because the robots have different jobs and they have like that, what is that? That Roomba, that like that little disc or whatever that cleans up your floors, vacuums.
But they'll be like giant ones that roam the city streets.
So like, but it's like, why like a person could be doing that and like burning calories. But if a robot can do that,
But if the robots regulated what we ate and all that stuff, and they're controlling the food because they're a superior brand, and then they'll just have they'd be like having the whipping machines that treat people like.
At that point, I feel like the robots can just make a chip or some type of small like piece of gum that you would eat that has all of your nutrients for the day.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that's
so
all.
There'll be no fat people.
Exactly, it would just be. You know, normal sized people, I guess, whatever that is.
If the world was run by robots, they would be like, you two will have sex, populate this brand because you create stronger genetics.
But what if they did hand out a piece of gum every day for everybody, and then somebody still had like
someone tried to revolt.
They either they wanted to eat more or they didn't want to eat any. So they would be like anorexic and not eat any of their gum, or somebody would just hoard all of the gum somehow.
But I feel like the robot security will be a lot stronger than the human security.
It might be, but there might be a revolt. It would be like a Westworld flip where like the humans revolt against the robot control.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is getting pretty deep, I feel like. I don't know about you, but this is a pretty deep question. So back to the original question. Aliens are watching us.
50-50. Watching us? I thought they're the ones in command.
They're watching and controlling.
They're the ones experimenting. They've experimented. They're the ones who put the human race.
So basically anything that I'm thinking, the alien already thought me to think.
I don't know if that's how it is.
How does it work like that?
Not sure.
So, like, let's say if after we finish
thoughts are different than actions, though.
After we finish recording this podcast, is the robot going to say, now she gets a drink of water?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, yeah. Reactionary, they can already predetermine what word is next. I mean, you already have it on your phone with autocorrect or the auto spell. They're trying to figure out what's the next thing you're going to spell. And they already know that you've used this amount of words in this order, so they're going to put that ones next.
Where are we headed?
To the moon.
I don't know if I like this or not. Like, part of me is like, cool, I like talking about this. But then part of me is like...
You don't like talking about the question or the actual question?
No, like, just like thinking about like if an alien is controlling me.
An alien can be anything. A like, higher power being. A god. An animal spirit.
I mean, well, there's so many
Anubis.
There's so many different types of gods too. Like if you look up on Wikipedia, the gods. There's like so many different gods that people have believed in since we've known about humanity. So it's not just like one god. But what if all those gods are like hanging out there together?
Why wouldn't they?
Like they're just hanging together in the clouds.
It's playing tennis. Playing badminton.
Why is it always like some old guy in the cloud with a beard?
Because when you look up, they assume everyone goes up, and that's where the clouds is. But what if it's a clear sky? And why is it clouds? Doesn't people want a clear sky?
I feel like it would be nice to go up in the cloud and like sleep or something. You know, like, or you could like mold the clouds to like heart shapes or something, and then play around with.
But
the
that's
clouds.
Not. You can't.
It's like a cartoon world.
Yeah, but you can't. In reality, you can't do that with real clouds.
Why not?
You can't grab a cloud.
I would love to. I would love to hop around on a cloud and grab it.
Because it's fog.
Sleep up there.
It's fog.
Do you think it would hold a body if you had a bed up there?
Have you grabbed, I might be wrong, but have you grabbed fog before? Have you seen, you've seen fog, right?
Yes.
Have you walked through fog?
Yes.
Have you actually like grabbed it with your hands, or have you realized it just sort of like,
it just evaporates.
It's just this thing that's close to you, but you don't actually feel it.
I don't think you can grab it. I don't think you can hold on to it.
But there's moisture in that in the sky, I'm assuming. I might be wrong, but that's what clouds are.
Do you think it could hold you like as a bed?
No. It can't.
I would like that.
You'd fall right through. People are like, oh yeah, just like this bed feels like the clouds. Have you fell? You'd fall to your death.
That's like advertising for this perfect mattress. They're like, oh, the perfect mattress. It feels like I'm in the clouds.
Feels like I'm in the
How
clouds.
Would anybody know what that even feels like?
Apparently, if they've skydived and realized it, you just zoom right past those clouds on the way down.
Oh my God.
I guess there is a thickness to it if you go at a certain velocity.
I would like it, though, if there was a thick enough cloud to hold me up there for a nap.
Who knows? I've never been up there, so I'm not, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
That would be really cool, because I feel like it could be kind of floaty. And I would want some birds up there, but I don't think they can fly that high.
Can't they?
I don't think they can go that
high. They can't?
They can't go up in the clouds. I don't think they can go up that high.
Maybe Why not? They can just keep going up if they want to, right?
I would like to know how far a bird can go up.
They can probably go up, a couple miles. They need at least enough to get back down safely.
But I don't see them going. You know how when you see like a pack of Canadian geese going by and they're like in that arrow formation? I always see them about the same height up. I don't see them like way up, way up.
Because they're being controlled by the aliens. That's why. They have a fence. They have like
electric
fence that keeps living beings down.
I wonder
That's
if any of them have like tried.
That's what space is. The aliens can breathe into space. That's the Earth is actually just its own playpen. That's why they built that atmosphere, so you can just be contained in that. So you can only breathe in that space.
Yeah.
And that's why whenever you send someone to outer space, they don't return.
Some of them have.
They've slowed down time because it doesn't exist in space.
Oh my gosh.
Time does not exist in space.
But okay, so obviously, like, I feel like we're both pretty productive people. We're both, you know, in a way, go-getters, I guess, would be a good term. But, you know, I guess in a way, it's not going to stop me from doing what I want to do. But part of me does kind of have, like, this reaction that's like, maybe I should just be lazy.
Yeah, then see how far that makes you happy.
It's not going to go
very far. Do what makes you happy.
Maybe that should be my goal in 2017, to be lazy and let the aliens control me.
Like that's what happens. So when you start doing something, that's what they're doing. They're controlling you.
Yeah. That can be my excuse for everything now.
You're like, it's the aliens.
Like if I do something bad, I'll be like, if I cause a fight or get somebody upset.
Like, I didn't do it.
It's the aliens were controlling me. And then I'll be like this big cray cray. When people are like, she's crazy.
And then they're like, well, she does listen to the aliens. She does listen to them.
I can just blame everything on the aliens. That's nuts. That's like almost saying that you don't have any power yourself.
Yeah, if you give in to that.
Exactly. I don't know. It's weird, but then people are always...
You're not going to know.
But it's weird because then people with God, they're always like, you know, you should be very humble. God, there's only one God, and that is God, and you can't be God. You know, like that type of thing. Like, you can't act like you're holier than thou. You know, there's that type of vibe that you get from religion.
And then if you are, then those people are the ones that will smite you. Smite.
So then, like,
smite.
But it does feel like if the aliens have control over you, then how does that relate to religion?
Religion is based off of belief, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's through that belief is what makes you decide what path you want to take and what decisions you make.
Do you think the aliens have any type of religion that they pray to?
Why not? It's good to have that. It's good to have something to look forward to. Every day you need something to look forward to.
I feel like this one question opened up a whole bunch of other questions. And now I'm really thinking about it.
Think hard about that, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, that's pretty much what I feel like that we should. It'll be fun to do this every single episode. Carolyn and Joe answered the big question.
So send us your big questions.
Yeah, send us your big questions, and we'll figure it out, man. We'll figure out the answers. We'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll solve that mystery. We'll give some time, and we'll think about that real deeply, and we'll get to the real truth that you want to hear. Any question, any big question that you have, just anything that's on your mind, send it to us, but make it a big question, because we'll definitely go for that. So, you know, find us on the Instagram, find us on the Twitter, so on the Facebook, comment on that. And we'll also make a bunch of posts about that, looking for your questions and stuff like that. I think it'll be fun. Do you think it'll be fun, Carolyn?
Should be fun. I'm excited to hear what people want to know about.
And also in person. If you have a question that you want us to answer on this show, in person is great too. If you know us, or you know of us, or if you know someone that knows someone that could possibly know us.
Or if you transmit it to the aliens and then the aliens tells us.
Yeah, we'll answer that thing. We have a whole entire year. Let's see how far this thing goes, right?
Why not? Why not?
Wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah, wah. And just so you guys know, if you're paying attention, Monday Mistress does have a show at Jam and Java January 4th, playing in the band battle. We're going to be playing after 10:30, no, after 10 o'clock. Definitely check us out. We also, Monday Mistress also has a show at the Pinch January 20th at basically the inauguration, basically when Trump is being sworn in, basically potentially the most chaotic and most dangerous time to be in Washington, D.C. Monday Mistress is playing a show ready to light fires in
the
city
of
fires.
Trump.
And then we're back again February 17th. That's where you're going to...
If you make
place.
It.
If we make it, if we make it there, yeah. You know? And if we make it to the next level of battle band battle, everyone should go to that. Vote for us. I don't even know how it's done. But we're going to definitely put on a rocking show as much as we possibly can. But show your support for Monday Mistress, MondayMistress.com. And, you know, that's it. That's what, do we have any tour dates?
Well, they're more further back, but nothing in January.
Okay.
Monday Mistress is ruling January.
I guess. And February. All those days. So I'm excited to see what questions we have. Westworld was definitely an intriguing show. 2017 is starting out just like that. So this show is brought to you by Straight Productions. Check them out at straightproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabeo.com, gostray.tumblr.com. Check me out on AstrayJ at, I don't know, at Instagram, Twitter. What do you got, Carolyn?
Well, I am also on Instagram and Twitter, and it's my handle, it's my name, it's at Carolyn Belefsky. I also have a website. It's simply my name, carolynbelefsky.com. And I have a comic strip called Curls. You can read it online at curls-studio.com/curls.
Of course, Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn and Joe. Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn and Joe Show. .com. iTunes. Stitcher Radio. What else? Is that it? That's all we. It's all out there.
All.
You can find it. You can find all those places. All those fantastic, fantastic places. We are back. We're here. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Let them know, Carolyn.
You're bona fide.
See you later.